From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was fired November 5th from his position as Zimbabwe's vice president, will be sworn in as president later today, ending 37 years of authoritarian rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned this week. Speaking to supporters, Mnangagwa said Zimbabwe needs help to get back on its feet.
We need the cooperation of the continent of Africa. We need the cooperation of our friends outside the continent. That we shall achieve. I am already receiving messages of cooperation and support for us to grow our economy.
Mugabe, who had been negotiating terms for his retirement with Zimbabwean generals and political leaders, was forced to step down Tuesday after 37 years in power. Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine state. Charalito Hogg of London's Chatham Institute, and Chatham House that is, tells VOA it's not certain what kind of conditions Rohingyas will return to.
Let's not forget that the Rohingyas left Myanmar because they were fleeing persecution. Now, the Myanmar government is saying, that there is going to be no more persecution. How are they going to settle back into Myanmar? What are the conditions of their resettlement? And where exactly are they going to stay?
This development follows a comment from U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in which he said violence in Rakhine State targeting the Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. This is VOA News. The search ended today for three U.S. sailors missing in the Philippine Sea since an American Navy aircraft crashed this week. A transport aircraft was traveling to the USS Ronald Reagan. When it crashed, eight people were rescued quickly and are in good condition, but Japanese and U.S. ships and aircraft had continued searching for the others. Ratko Mladic, the former general in charge of Bosnian Serb forces during the Balkans War in the early 1990s, has been convicted of 10 charges of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes at the International Tribunal in The Hague. He was jailed for life. The so-called Butcher of Bosnia was led away before the verdicts were announced after shouting at the judge. In his words, "It's a lie. Everything you said in the courtroom is a lie." Henry Ridgewell tells us these crimes were part of an ethnic cleansing effort that plagued the region.
The verdict follows the conviction of the former Republika Srpska president Radovan Karadzic in 2016. It's widely seen as a victory for international justice.
The people of Bosnia feel that justice has been done. To a certain extent now, we have closed the loop on the grossest mass murder in Europe since the Second World War. However, sadly, justice is not the glue that is likely to put that divided country together.
Deep divisions remain in Bosnia. In the largely autonomous region of Republika Srpska, ethnic Serbs have expressed support for Ratko Mladic and claim he is innocent.
Henry Ridgewell reporting. Suicide blasts in eastern Afghanistan killed at least eight people, wounded 16 others, Islamic State claiming responsibility for the bombing. The fourth Thursday of each November here in the United States is known as Thanksgiving Day. Families gather together, eat hearty meals, offer thanks for their blessings. President Trump took advantage of the holiday to reach out to U.S. troops around the world to thank them for their sacrifices.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. You're very, very special people to me and to everybody in this country, that I can tell you. And I've got five deployed units bravely representing each branch of our armed forces.
Mr. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump also visited a Coast Guard station in the U.S. state of Florida. They delivered a Thanksgiving Day meal to the people there and then celebrated the holiday at their private resort in Florida. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.